Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every weekday evening at 6:30 and at 11 o'clock when I have time and the technology permits me at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this show is, let me tell you a few things about it that you should know. First of all, we examine political issues, current issues. Not only that, but issues of literature. We're very interested in American and English literature in this show, and we also have a great concern for theology and biblical thought, as well as other things. And I have to say that, first of all, this show is a politically incorrect show. It is no, we don't believe in media lies, media falsehoods, and all sorts of political rhetoric, whether media lies, media falsehoods, or all sorts of political lies and things that mislead us. We're interested in truth and facts and honest discernment and in getting at the root and truth of facts of things through critical thinking. We do not compromise our thought for any sort of rhetoric or political lies. We find them a waste of time. We're interested in getting at the facts and getting at the truth, and that's about it. Second of all, I'm a Christian, and I follow the Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I also follow the ancient creeds of the Church, the Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. And if I read a book, I'll read a Christian book like C.S. Lewis, John Bunyan, and John Milton. And John Milton is one of my all-time favorites, ladies and gentlemen. He wrote a great epic poem, Paradise Lost, which revolutionized my thinking and led me to truth and honest discernment. Read Paradise Lost, ladies and gentlemen. Don't waste a minute. Also, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, three Christian books, as well as legal books, and the Christian books. Wrote a book on the parables, 41 parables in the Gospels, which you've posted on my website and on social media, and it can be found also on academia.edu. I've also post my regular analyses, interpretations of the sayings of Christ in the Gospels, and they're on my website and social media. I've written a book on the Psalms. I'm preparing four more books, and I just completed a book on the Psalms. I'm working on one on the sayings of Christ, which I have posted in blogs. I've written over 600 blogs and essays. They have a Christian orientation, and my radio shows. I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, which both have a Christian orientation, and many from Muslim countries and China, officially atheist, agnostic China, visit these sites, as well as my blogs. That's as much as I want to say about my work these days. I've written a law review article in the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, which has been bought by many European and American libraries, and as well by the State Department and United States Supreme Court. I also have written a very substantial article on Academicus, an international publication journal, scientific journal, which has also been bought by many European and American libraries, and also others, Asian and our libraries in China and Japan and United Arab Emirates and Arab countries, and so I'm very happy that these places have bought this, and it's been bought also by the State Department. Finally, my article on the American educational system has been bought published by Academicus, has been bought by many European and American libraries, and by the State Department, and by many libraries of Arab countries, United Arab Emirates, and Abu Dhabi, and many, many Arab countries have bought this book, I'm happy to say. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a subject that sort of the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, and that is Christian persecution. And Christians are being persecuted on a worldwide basis. The church is being persecuted. And in the past, this is a very painful subject to me, but these persecutions have occurred in such areas as Nigeria, where Christians are regularly attacked and killed, and the situation in Pakistan, where blasphemy laws can result in the incarceration and execution of Christians who speak a word against the Prophet Muhammad, and in Saudi Arabia, where a church cannot be built or a Bible displayed publicly, and finally in China, where pastors are jailed, churches demolished, and crosses removed. Now, I want to talk a little about Christian persecution a little bit more. Which are occurring on a worldwide basis and are not reported by the media, the mainstream media, who are disinclined to be concerned themselves with the deaths of Christian people. They're more concerned with the lives of women's rights and Black Lives Matter. They have no concern for the lives of Christians, apparently, who are killed on a wholesale basis all over the world. So radicals called the Fulani burned the homes of Nigerian families, stole their crops, and they lack shelter and food. In Mozambique, many in the face anti-Christian persecutions and have fled their homes. In Laos, Kumu families were told to renounce Christ, made to leave their village and live in a shelter off the main road. So there you have it. In Nigeria, there's regularly killings of Christian people, as is true in Mozambique, where anti-Christian persecution caused people to flee their homes and live in temporary housings. In Laos, where Kumu families were told to renounce Christ and made to leave their village and had to leave in a shelter off the main road. And in the United States, persecution is also ongoing, and singing in churches has been effectively limited, if not banned, in California, Illinois, and New York. As I say, the persecution is also in this country, where singing in churches has been effectively limited, if not banned, in California, New York, and Illinois. Finally, in India, in September of this year, 600 Hindus vandalized the homes of 84 Christians who were forced into the jungle. Another example of anti-Christian feeling and persecution. I'm not saying that Hindus or Islamic people are bad. Most of them are perfectly decent people. There may be a minority who do this, but they are a minority, and they're certainly not the majority. Most Hindus and Islamic people are perfectly law-abiding, decent people. I will talk about this again tomorrow, continue this discussion where I will have more time. Thanks for listening. Bye.